Yerushalmi Masasheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyroth, Daf Membeis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvavamad Aleph, five lines from the foot of the page, Rubashur ben Levi Oime. Rubashur ben Levi Oime, Eim Moisifin Choymesh Ela Al Tchilas Hekdeshus. Rubashur ben Levi says, if an animal was consecrated and then became blemished, when the owner redeems it, he must add a fifth to the value. The fifth is only added when redeeming the original animal that was consecrated, but if the Kedusha was transferred to another animal, it's not added. Amr Belozer, Vatani Kain, Ima Behema Hatmea, Ufade Be'erkacha, Ma Behema Tmea Miyuchedesh, Tchilas Hekdesh, Moisif Choymesh, Avkol Shu Tchilas Hekdesh, Moisif Choymesh. Belozer brings the support to this from a Brisa. The Pasuk says in Bayukha, Perek Chavzayin, Pasuk Chavzayin, if a person consecrates a non kosher animal, he may redeem it by paying its assessed value. Just as non-kosher animal is special in that it can only be the original animal, as the Kedusha cannot be transferred to another non-kosher animal, and one adds a fifth, so too for any case of the original animal, one must add a fifth. Rabbi Shmuel bar Chia bar Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Chanina shlomim shelokchem bekesef ma'asa humu upedon moisif chaymesh. Rabbi Shmuel bar Chia bar Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that if shlomim offerings were bought with ma'asa money, they become blemished and were redeemed, and one must add the fifth. Rabbi Shmuel bar Chia bar Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Chanina shlomim shelokchem midamei Pesach humu upedon moisif chaymesh. Rabbi Shmuel bar Chia bar Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that if shlomim offerings are bought with excess money that had been set aside for a Pesach offering and they became blemished, he redeems them and adds a fifth. Amr Yudan chada surcha v'chada leisurcha. Rabbi Yudan says of these two statements of Rabbi Shmuel bar Chia, one was needed and one was obvious. Amr Yudan Pesach surcha shlomim leisurcha. Rabbana says that the case of buying shlomim with money set aside for a Pesach offering was needed, and the case of buying a shlomim with ma'aseh sheni was not needed. Why is the case of the Pesach offering needed? That you shouldn't say that since one is supposed to turn excess Pesach money into shlomim, they're considered the same kedusha and one would not need to give the fifth. However, it's obvious that shlomim is different to ma'aseh sheni. Am Rav Huna Taimer to Rav Shimon. Rav Huna says that the reasoning of Rav Shmuel is like Rav Shimon, who said that in the first pek of Maseches Tumura, that one cannot twice make a Tumura of a Pesach offering. This is in fact true for any korban. The Torah prohibits making a Tumura, which is a chulin animal exchanged for an animal designated as a korban in an attempt to transfer the kedusha of the korban onto a replacement. The pasuk says that if you do exchange an animal of kodesh for another animal that's not kodesh, both the original animal and the one given in exchange for it will be kodesh. However, if a person made a tumura when it was still a Pesach, and then Pesach passed and the original animal became a shlomim, if he again makes a tumura, it's valid since the original korban has now become a different korban. Rav Mana says to Rav Huna, rejecting this, he says no, but Rav Yehuda Hanossi disagrees with Rav Shimon, and he says that the kedusha of shlomim is the same as the kedusha of the Pesach offering.